departure. Passion took the bus ride out of my life some time back. I knew that suffering through the bumps and the endless stops that the process of leaving can bring was more her strength these days than glossing silver wings over clouds chasing sunsets. Feeling needed, she probably chose a squalor of empty eyes and chipped tiles at the depot over a concourse as cold marble, its streamlined impatience crisscrossed contrails like falling stars. Departures weave through arrivals, their comings and goings seeking warmth in their blanket of crowds, and an aesthetic of anonymity against the sharp pain of close, intimate contact. Sultry and dark-eyed, she stands on the floor, coursed by their sidelong glances, aware of the current of longing, the soundless splash of unvoiced questions handed to her on silver platters by strangers' stares as she looks down, finding herself reflected. I am fond of the floor that she walked now. I stare at it, wearing its sight as an amulet against the silence arriving that steals the scent of her perfume and the warmth from the things she has held.